8:14 at AM 930 WEO. Out time to talk a little Cavaliers basketball.
Osmond now up floor to Rondo. Lamar Stevens has checked in for Garland over to Love. He'll hoist the three. He'll hit the three.
Did you see Rondo point to Lamar to give it to Love? I love it.
Kevin Love has 14 points off the bench tonight. Cavs up a dozen.
Time to talk to Tim Alcorn about Cavs basketball. Brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also Tuffy Auto Service Center, Route 58, North Ridge Road in Amherst. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Good morning to you.
We also welcome Rondo to the team now. It's sort of the couple of games you got a chance to see him in. And there's Jim pointing out the fact that he's kind of a little bit of a general on the floor, directing players what to do with the ball.
Yeah, well, that's what you're going to get with Rajon Rondo, veteran leadership. 16 years in the NBA, he's played on two world championship teams, a four-time All-Star, knows the game, and pretty much the same type of role that Ricky Rubio had with the team. So this was a tremendous acquisition pulled off by Kobe Altman, the general manager for the Cavs. And you saw it last night. There was one sequence towards the end of the ball game. There were four younger players on the floor with Rondo, and he brought them all together out on the floor and huddled them up and talked to them. And then, of course, it was Rondo that was on De'Aaron Fox for that final shot of the ball game that, good news for the Cavs, he didn't connect on, because Rajon Rondo was right in his shirt defensively. So huge addition to this Cavalier team after the loss of Rubio.
You mentioned that sort of sequence, and Bally Sports has done this on Twitter, on social media. It's a great shot of Rondo, 6 foot one, by the way, standing with 3 7-footers around him. It's just kind of like almost like a playground thing. Here's the guy who knows what's going on, and the big guys go, tell us what to do. And you can see that he has, in a short period of time, gained their trust and attention.
Absolutely. My dad used to always tell me, Tim, you can't buy experience off the shelf. You just have to live it. You have to go through it. And there's a lot of truth to that. And for Rajon Rondo, you think about all the experiences that he has had as far as different systems that he's played in and just different scenarios that he's had to play through out on an NBA floor. So these young guys that are learning as they go, we saw that Sunday night in Golden State where they learned what it was like to play in that type of environment. You couldn't ask for a better teacher than Rajon Rondo.
Tim, Ricky Rubio had to play some extra minutes due to other people's injuries or maybe COVID situations. What about Rajon Rondo here? Because he's been around a while. He doesn't have, you know, brand new legs on him. What's he good for?
Yeah, there's still some tread on the tires, though, Craig. And I think you're going to see Rondo, once Isaac Okoro comes back, you'll see Rondo settle into that same type of minute structure that they had for Ricky Rubio, between 20 to 30 per game, depending upon an injury situation or foul situation or even a matchup. But yeah, they're not going to extend Rajon Rondo much beyond that. He'll play that same type of role that Ricky Rubio had as far as minutes and who he's matched up with out on the floor and who he's out there with as far as the Cavs are concerned. But you're right, 16 years, that's a lot of mileage. And so they'll monitor those minutes, but they'll want him out there in critical situations like he was last night.
Here's JB a little bit after the game yesterday.
Game comes down to, can you get a stop? And, you know, fortunate for us, we got the stop. But that's what we have to bank on being. We have to bank on our defense and trust in our defense. And we needed one stop, and we were able to come up with it. You know, I thought we put ourselves in a little bit of a difficult situation. You know, again, you know, concentrating on our turnovers and offensive rebounds given up. You know, we solidify that. I think we win going away. But again, a credit to the guys, you know, for not bowing down and finding stops when we need stops. And then offensively, you know, there was big guys that made big shots and made big plays to help us win.
Well, you have it, winning yesterday, and now they're on to Utah. Let's talk a little bit. So are we at the halfway point? I can't quite add my numbers together, but we're almost like
we are exactly at the halfway point of the year. 41 games in the book, and Cavs have already topped last year's win total. Last night was victory number 23, so 23 and 18 at the halfway point. It really has been a remarkable first half of the season for the Cavaliers, not only just in wins and losses, guys, but considering everything that they've been through as far as injuries and COVID and you know, guys that have just been out and newcomers to the team kind of blending in, the loss of Sexton, the loss of Rubio. You throw that all in, and here they are, 23-18, halfway through the season. It really is a remarkable achievement.
Talk a little bit about Jared Allen and his leadership role. Maybe also because of his commanding voice as well. When he speaks, you kind of, you know, his voice cuts through a lot of the clutter as well. But he had a lot of good things to say, and he also mentioned how he sort of looked at how the game went with Golden State and what the team needs to do if they want to become champions.
I'm chuckling here because I'm remembering a moment in the Cavs tunnel where I was walking ahead of Jared Allen, because believe me, if he's in front of you, you realize he's there, but I didn't realize he was behind me, and I just heard Tim Alcorn. Jared Allen, so you talk about that commanding voice. I turn around and there was Jared, so that's why I'm chuckling. But yeah, that voice, it'll catch your attention. But he has become a leader on this team. And guys, I think it goes back to the contract extension that he signed in the summer. And not that that put added pressure on Jared Allen, but I think he realized, listen, the Cavs are investing in me, and I want to kind of pay that back. And he really worked on his game. JB mentions consistently that Jared Allen never left the camp, never left Cleveland during the summer, even while those negotiations were going on. And not that he wanted to live up to that contract, but I think he just wanted to show that it was justified. And he really has improved his game. He's playing at an all-star level, matched his season high in rebounds last night with 17. The guy has just been sensational. Block shots. He's an all-star center, and the Cavaliers show that their faith in him has been rewarded, and certainly along with Mobley. And Markkanen's been struggling as of late, but you know that'll come back for Lowry. That big line is working. It's paying huge dividends.
Now, we didn't get the win over Golden State, but what did we learn about our team and how they play in that atmosphere and against that caliber of players, too?
That's a great question, Bruce. I think they learned, number one, what it's like to really go into a hostile environment and kind of not succumb to that pressure. I think JB said after the ball game they didn't meet the moment. And that's all part of learning. We talked earlier about, you know, you just have to go through those experiences, and hopefully when postseason basketball rolls around in mid to late April, the Cavs certainly are in the hunt for that. They'll look back to that game on Sunday night about what it's like to go into that type of environment where the place is just roaring and it's you against that arena, and how to respond to that and how to react to that. And that's where guys like Rajon Rondo and Kevin Love, who have been through that type of scenario, can be huge veteran leaders on this basketball team. And aside from the fact that, listen, Golden State is an elite team in the NBA. Golden State and Phoenix out west have just been dominant. And so not only do you learn how to play against a team in an environment that is really hostile, but you also kind of measure yourself against one of the elite teams in the NBA in Golden State.
Well, we got the Utah Jazz coming up. What's our prognosis with that team, who's doing quite well, too?
Utah is a team that kind of flies under the radar out west, but they're an outstanding club. And, of course, our old friend Jordan Clarkson does a great job for them coming off the bench. But this is a very nice basketball team. And so Utah has always been a tough place to play for the Cavaliers. But you know what? They answered the challenge last night. It was a back-to-back in Sacramento, so you get a day's rest, and you look forward to Utah. And then, of course, the trip will wrap up on a Friday-Saturday with San Antonio and Oklahoma City, two teams that are really struggling. So if you can find a way to beat Utah tomorrow night, you've guaranteed yourself at least a 500 trip. That's if they lose. But if they win tomorrow night, yeah, it's 500, and then two very winnable games on Friday and Saturday. So this could turn out to be another successful road trip for the Cavaliers. They opened up the season out west and had that great run, and it kind of catapulted them through the first half of the season. So we could see the same thing happen for the remainder of this week.
Well, Cleveland sports fans are now focused on the Cavaliers and what they're doing through the winter months here, taking us through of the basketball season. And if those who haven't been paying attention, I don't know who they were, they should look up and think, wow, there's a team out there that's really worth following. So, Tim, we will talk again next Tuesday again, and we wish you well. Look forward to your future calls on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Well, I think when we talk next week, guys, you may have a highlight or two of mine to play. So I look forward to getting back behind the mic and doing some play-by-play. And obviously, always enjoy the chance to chat.
Well, you can sit with your wife and call the game as well, right? She can just she can play the part of Jim Jones. You got to keep yourself in shape, you know. You don't want to have to come back and get the tired legs.
Well, it's funny, as I sit and watch the games at home the past few games, I've got my laptop and I've got my, you know, iPad, and I'm watching stats, and so I'm not just sitting there with a box of peanuts or a bowl of popcorn. I'm actually kind of engaged in the game because you want to stay engaged. So, I should be back pretty soon, so I look forward to that.
Sounds good, Tim. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Tim Alcor joining us, talking Cavs basketball, brought to you by your North Regional Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Route 58 and North Ridge Road in Amherst.
Can't we just be